This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. A drainage water management program is now available for landowners in Montgomery County. Soil conservationist for Christian County, Tony Hammond, said the program can provide both environmental and social benefits. We discussed how the drainage system works and how farmers can get involved. Tony, let's start out by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and the work that you do as soil conservationist.
Thank you, Katie. Yes, I work in the Christian County office. It's located in Taylorville with the NRCS USDA office. I'm also a farmer in Shelby County, so I know what it's like to stand on the other side of the counter and realize the challenges that our producers are up against today in these times of low commodity prices and that, you know, times where they need to be the most efficient that they can to make the farm profitable.
Something that we wanted to focus on today is a new program that's available now in Montgomery County. It's been available in Christian County for a while, but that's drainage water management. Tell us a little about that program and what it is and what it does.
Well, you know, it's a unique practice. You kind of have to think out of the box with it for a while. You know, you're going down the road and you see a lot of tile, subsurface drainage going in. And, you know, we're in the country here with Montgomery Christian, and also Sangamon County was also added this year. So there's 13 counties now in the state of Illinois that have a special initiative to put this practice on the land. But when we talk about tile drainage, and we get this installed out there, and the farmer just, you know, kind of goes away and says, okay, it's doing its thing. Well, with the process with drainage water management, it's the ability to put a structure at the end of your tile to be able to manage that in times of peak flow and non-peak flow. So it's another toolbox that farmers can take and put in there to help manage their risk. And it's not an all or nothing process. So basically what we start out with to be able to identify if the practice is something that's going to be able to work is we need a topographic survey. And typically we're going to be looking at lands that have a zero to up, maybe up to a 1% slope on the land. So we're typically looking at this practice to be on very flat or very gently rolling land. And with that topographic survey, we're able to identify the elevations of where we can hold back water or let water out to a certain elevation to either enhance our crop production or reduce the flow of our nitrates from the field into our tile and our drainage systems. So it's kind of a twofold system. The tile is there working to get rid of the excess flow at certain times of the year, but in other times of the year, the farmer would have the ability with these structures to possibly impact their crop production based upon the amount of rainfall throughout the growing season. And so it's a practice that you got to think outside the box a little bit and not just put your drainage in and walk away. This is another management tool that allows you to be able to have hands-on management right there with your tile system.
You're talking about managing that runoff. So is this structure, would there be a valve that the farmer can turn this on and off, or explain how it works?
Yes, ideally we're hoping that, you know, a lot of these sites that we can find has a main or something that's closer to a road. What it amounts to is a box that's about 18 inches square that has boards set at different elevations, and you can pull those based on the amount of flow coming from your tile and how much elevation and water you want to hold back on the field. Now, for our purposes of working and getting water quality, we like to look at the fallow part of the growing season. Well, actually, it wouldn't be the growing season. The fallow season, after harvest is complete, we would like to have the water table to be managed to within 6 inches of the soil surface. So you would adjust the boards in your structure at the end of your tile outlet to effectively achieve that elevation based upon that topographic survey that we have to begin with. So with that, we're able to hold the nitrates back to where they're supposed to be. They're supposed to be in the soil profile and not in the water and potentially leaching out into the tile system.
Tony said the funding for the program is provided year-round through EQIP, and for more information, farmers should visit their local USDA service center and ask how they can implement a drainage water management plan on their farm. We'll be back with more after these messages. The Illinois Soybean Association and the Illinois Wheat Association are hosting a free double crop seminar on February 10th at the Holiday Inn in Mount Vernon. The meeting starts at 8:30 a.m. and will last until 3:30 with lunch provided. Speakers will present on several topics, including double crop opportunities and challenges, tactics for successful weed management, and there will also be a farmer industry panel discussion. Registration for the event is online at the Illinois Soybean Association website, and continuing education credits have been approved in the areas of integrated pest management, crop management, and professional development. For more information about the event, you can visit ilsoy.org. Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction was held on Saturday. Mike Hamilton said they had a good turnout again this week, and he has our weekly summary of the auction prices.
Well, Katie, I guess you'd call it steady to the week before. Had a lot of variances in hay from, you know, good premium quality to really some poor stuff. So we had 180 bales of premium alfalfa, and it was in a price range from $10 to $12.10. Had 120 bales of good alfalfa from $5.70 to $7.50 per bale. Ended up with 255 bales of alfalfa grass, and it was from $3.50 to a top of $5.50. We had 660 bales of mixed grass from $2 to a top of $3.75. And we ended up with 125 bales of orchard grass from $3 to $4. Had 450 bales of straw from $3.60 to $4.40. Most of it was in that $4 plus range. In the 3x3s, ended up with 344 bales of those, and we had 63 bales of premium alfalfa, and it sold in a price range from $80 to a top of $91 a bale. Had 115 bales of good alfalfa from $46 to $49. Ended up with 110 bales of grass hay from $25 to a top of $44 a bale. And we had some corn stalks at $26. Had some 4x4 bales of oat straw from $31 to a top of $41. And we had a semi-load of 4x4 bales of grass hay at $51 per bale. In the round bales, I had a lot of them, about 310 round bales. And we had 65 bales of alfalfa grass, and it was the low-quality stuff was at $18. We had some really premium hay at $74 per bale. The mixed grass, 200 bales. There again, the low-quality was at $18. We had some good hay at $35. We had 20 bales of really nice orchard grass at $39 per bale, and we ended up with 25 bales of straw from $35 to a top of $37.
For questions or more information, visit the auction website at hamiltonhayauction.com or call Mike at 618-410-4293. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.